Blog Talk Radio.
For the first time in about a year, these riders are reacting.
I like the subways 24 hours. I don't like the fact that they sort of start turning into dirty subways 24 hours again.
I could care less because I haven't been on the subway. I'm not going to go back on it until it's safer.
For nearly a year, the subway had been shut down for part of the overnight. Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer accused of killing Dante Wright, is scheduled to appear in court this afternoon for a pretrial hearing on evidence in the case. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio. Today is tax day. The IRS decided to push back the filing deadline by a month to May 17th because of the ongoing pandemic. If you're still not ready to file, the IRS allows taxpayers to file for an extension. Go to irs.gov and automatically get a six-month extension. The Wall Street Journal says Bill Gates admitted to having an affair with a Microsoft engineer, a relationship that sparked an internal investigation. Mike Bauer reports.
Some members of the board of directors thought that Gates should leave the board, but he resigned before the probe could be completed and now claims his exit had nothing to do with the matter. His spokeswoman saying there was an affair almost 20 years ago, which ended amicably. The Journal report came hours after the New York Times reported that while Bill Gates was married to his wife, Melinda, he was known to pursue multiple women he worked with. The newspaper says some employees believe his behavior created an uncomfortable atmosphere, while others said they did not see it as predatory. I'm Mike Bauer.
A former Navy pilot says he's seen hundreds of UFOs and that they're a security threat. Mark Mayfield has details.
Lieutenant Ryan Graves told CBS's 60 Minutes that he saw unidentified objects flying off the coast of Virginia over the course of 2 years, starting in 2019. Graves said it's possible the UFOs are spy devices operated by foreign powers or even secretly by the U.S. The Pentagon has been open about verifying the authenticity of some UFO photos and video taken by military pilots. Next month, U.S. military and intelligence organizations are required to release what they know about UFOs thanks to part of the coronavirus stimulus that was signed last year by President Trump. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Wontarius Bryant went to Georgia last weekend for a tryout with the Atlanta Falcons, only to find out he was the victim of a prank. The former Austin Peay defensive back had been receiving text messages from someone he thought was Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease. However, when he arrived on Wednesday, he was turned away from the team's facility in Flowery Branch. He tweets, "It was heartbreaking, but said everything happens for a reason, and he's not afraid to admit or overcome." Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com. Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care, seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hey, hey, Burn Brighters, it's Jennifer J. So glad everyone's here today. Is what we are talking about with our energy update is talking about standing up for yourself and how important that is. So if you're in a situation where you are having difficulty standing up for yourself or perhaps advocating for another person, we've got your back. Yet, spoiler alert, I just want to let you know that my super special guest, Dr. Boss, Dr. Christopher Boss with Boss Chiropractic, is unable to join the show today. He is out with a family emergency. So lots of holding him in compassion and understanding for him and his family, and knowing that he will be back. He will come onto the show in what I call divine right timing, and we're going to visit this subject thoroughly with him on the show so that he can really share with you his holistic approach to chiropractic care. Because, boy, howdy, are we seeing it right now. All of these light workers and healers are now coming together to network to help each other and really get through this ascension and through all of our ascension symptoms that we're having. Because as everyone knows that's been with me the last, 2.5 years now, ascension symptoms vary. They start with headaches of different types, eye pain. I know over the last weekend we had a big download and a lot of photon gamma radiation came in through the sun, and a lot of us had headaches on the top of the head and a lot of really big eye pressure and even difficulty, even some blurred or cloudy vision. So if that happened to you, don't worry about it. It's normal. It's a part of moving from fourth density to fifth density. And it's a part of the DNA activation that everyone on the planet is getting, especially light workers and energy healers. So if you're experiencing any of that and some of your symptoms may not have resolved, reach out. I would encourage you to reach out and find a practitioner that who resonates deeply with you so that you can get the care that you need to get you through these ascension symptoms, all right? Because we're all getting it. And we're still going to be talking about standing up for yourself, and we'll be talking about what that means and how the energies are supporting that right now. We'll go into that today, but I'm going to save the bulk of this show for when my colleague and dear friend, Dr. Boss, can come on with us in a few weeks or so when his family recovers. So let's talk a bit about what's going on in the ethers and what's going on with the cosmos and how this affects our need to stand up for ourselves and the need for us to have energetic self-care more than ever right now. Things are really ramping up, moving from 4D to 5D, so we need an additional level of energetic support. I can just say that as a clinician in my practice, and any of you other light workers or energy healers out there, please feel free to chime in. But I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a lot of emergency sessions right now, especially for colleagues or clients who have had some issues perhaps with alcohol or substances or medications or a situation that where they really dealing with lots and lots of pressure, maybe the media, maybe legal, that have caused them to spiral and really need additional support to be able to get through a divorce, to get through handling the media, or to get through just handling going back to work, not feeling so overwhelmed. So if this is where you are, no worries. This is normal. It's a part of ascension. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the energies that have just come in through the last week and see if we can shed a little light on what's been going on in your life, perhaps, see if this resonates. But, you know, I don't know about you, but here recently I've had an increased urge to treat myself like gold. And I can just say, and Braveheart's making a cameo appearance here, that in part of treating myself like gold is scheduling my new photo shoot. And let me just say that as a part of that, Jupiter definitely expanding, I put the hurtin' on a Nordstrom shoe sale. I'm just going to say it, first time in my life. So finally, I am through everything that I've been through the last couple of years. Everybody knows I had a catastrophic divorce and a total reboot. And now I'm to the point where I'm thriving, living the life of my dreams and, you know, buying new shoes, really cool, super cool shoes at Nordstrom. So coming soon to a theater near you, we'll have that photo shoot done and up here in the coming months. But so let's talk a little bit about this cosmic energy, because last week we had a new moon in Taurus, which is really interesting because it had a really nice connection with Pluto, you know, rebirth, right? As well as the impacts of what we have with Jupiter going on now through July. So things really expanded. So as a part of this beautiful boost in self-care energy that came through in the last week, it's really a time to support us making changes that we really needed to make and clearing the way, Pluto is helping clear the way for very powerful, fresh, new energy to come into our lives. And I know some of my clients in the last couple of weeks took up some really, really tough hits. But the reason we're all taking some tough hits is because it's clearing the way for something higher and better. And as you know, we need a holistic approach to getting through these things, but it's to clear out what we no longer need. Unwanted energy, even malicious entity contamination that may have come from, for example, alcohol use or marijuana use or anything like that. Even prescription medications used appropriately can open our consciousness sometimes to unwanted entities that we sometimes just need help removing. So if that's happened to you, don't worry about it. Just work with a practitioner who is very adept at dislodging those entities and get the repairs, the energetic repairs that you need and get going on with your life. No problem. This is not Hollywood. Just get her done, okay, as we say in Texas. All right. So you might be with this energy really inspired right now to let go of some unhealthy indulgences, treating your body and your spirit, your body and your being, your spirituality with a lot more love and support. For example, where you may have found that you needed a glass of wine to relax, you may now find in the last week that that's just not, doesn't suit you anymore, or that with your ascension, your consciousness has raised and your physical body's consciousness has raised to the point where it may not be able to tolerate it anymore. That happened to me, as you know, back at least 10 years ago when, you know, I made my own level of ascension change in the last decade or so. And with that, alcohol, I was unable to actually tolerate it in my physical body to the point where it literally made me physically ill. And that was a sign that ascension, congratulations, you know, and those are lower vibratory foods, drinks, indulgences that no longer served me. And I'm at a new higher level that now I just cannot tolerate it. So it fell out of my diet. And as you know, July of 2018, sugar, refined sugar, caffeine, and gluten went out. And as you know, I had major biological changes from that. I lost, 15 pounds in 6 weeks? And then 16 pounds total in 6 months. So major biological changes in DNA activation. All right. So with this energy and releasing some of these indulgences that no longer serve us, there is also a shadow side of Taurus, and that's when we end up taking the easy path out. We end up meeting a dear friend for lunch or a brunch, knowing that the timing's really not right to, you know, tie one on with the mimosas, but we do because it's kind of the easy way out, you know, get that false sense of feeling good. And then, boom, we end up spiraling or crashing the next day. And it's like, you know what? That's the shadow side of Taurus. If that's happened to you, just acknowledge it and then recognize it for what it is and get ready so you can make your decisions to get yourself on the correct healing path, to get yourself up into the light, bright side, get burning bright with Taurus, because this energy can be super powerful and really provide the energy you need to start living the life of your dreams. All right. This is also a time to either begin or start anew a daily spiritual practice. This energy really supports it. So again, you know, I'm always sharing with you the hue, and it's recommended 20 minutes a day to sing the hue in contemplation, or however you do that, whatever your spiritual practice looks like, at least 20 minutes a day, twice a day if you can do it, and getting out in nature. This is a time ripe for expansion, and these energies, as well as the Jupiter and some other energies, and Neptune influence, really support the ability to make major changes in your life right now or the next few months. So if you're at that stage and you're going, I really just can't go on like this anymore, and I am really ready to be done with this indulgence in my life, now's the time you can do it. So congratulations, you're on your path of ascension and you're on your healing path. So terrific. As a part of that, you it's really becoming more important to align your physical needs with your spiritual nourishment and finding your inner truth and aligning your entire life with that, which makes it even easier to make these life changes. And then as we do that, we begin aligning with our power, which kind of is going to lead me up into the next part of this energy update. So why don't we, I've given you a lot of information. So before we go into aligning with your power and into the current energies of this week, I really want to talk about what's coming up on May 19th. We've got a first quarter moon in Leo. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with you in just a few, and we'll talk about aligning with your power and then go on and talking more about the energetics of standing up for yourself. See you here in a bit.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey gang, welcome back. So excited all my Burn Brighters are here with me today. So while we were on break, I took a call from a caller, a very, very insightful, beautiful young woman, and it kind of came up that evidently, this is kind of in the ethers, the substance abuse and alcohol and the peer pressure with trying to set down an indulgence that no longer serves us. So let's just put a little time in the show here and let's talk about this. And I'm kind of having the nudge to share a personal story with you. And I refer to this in my book, but let's go into this in a little bit of detail here. When I was 44, everyone knows I had a near-death experience from burnout. And everyone knows that I survived by having a remarkable spiritual experience where I was taken out of the body and shown the damage energetically that had happened to my body. I had a huge energetic hole burned from my heart chakra all the way through to my back, and my injuries were incompatible with life. And I set a very loving, compassionate spiritual beings in a healing temple on the inner plane, healed my energetic wounds, and then I was brought back. I was shown with compassion and understanding what that was about, how it happened, and I was brought back with the second lease on life, an opportunity to change my life drastically and heal those wounds and get to where I can be where I am today, living the life that I dream. And as a part of that story that you may not know, a part of that is that as I set that commitment to myself to truly heal my life and make the changes that I needed to make, because literally I could not go on. As everyone knows, I nearly died. I was suicidal. My pupils were two different sizes. And anyone in the medical field knows that I was on, my toes were up to the line of a neurological event, either a stroke or an aneurysm. And I clearly, energetically could not go on with my habits the way that I was living. And they weren't necessarily bad or illegal or anything like that, but I had outgrown them and they were unhealthy for me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and, you know, everything was falling apart to the point where I nearly physically died from that. But here's what came up, and I'm so grateful to the caller who came in on break. Thank you, Olivia. I really appreciate it, because a part of my healing journey was absolutely about what we're talking about and what this Taurus full moon energy really supports, and that is letting go of things, indulgences that no longer serve us physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And a big part of that for me was dropping alcohol consumption from my diet. And I came to that over time. My body eventually got to where, with the ascension of, you know, above 5D plus, my physical body could no longer tolerate it. And what was happening is there are many different types of substances. Alcohol is just one, that when we consume it, especially if we're consuming it because we think it relaxes us, it actually doesn't, not in the way we think it does. It actually alters our consciousness, and it does other things, one of which is it's actually a depressant, as you already know, and it also has other pollutants in it that you already know about. But it also alters our consciousness and takes our consciousness and our vibratory rate down closer to the third density level. And things really don't feel good there when we start waking up and realize we're in the third density level, okay? So I had come to the point where my physical body, mental, emotional, spirituality, could no longer tolerate alcohol consumption, even though it wasn't having it in large amounts. It just wasn't good for me anymore. So I made the decision to drop it from my diet. And here's what the caller called in about. Many people right now are evidently coming to their own awareness that they're trying to drop an indulgence or trying to get to where they can be done with addiction forever. And some of the pieces that are difficult is, number one, the energies may not have supported it as much as we would like, but also the peer pressure to consume alcohol can be enormous. And I will tell you from personal first-hand experience, I was in sales and I was a rock star sales rep. Okay. I was at every president's club every year making lots and lots of money. And one of the things that is pervasive in at least my part of the industry where I was in sales was consuming alcohol. And part of what we would do is, you know, go to meetings, and after the meeting was over, you know, we'd be all stressed out trying to make quotas, you know, knocking ourselves out, giving up our lives, giving up our time with our family, our children, our, you know, jet setting, East Coast, West Coast, giving up you know, everything in our life, you try to make these quotas to make the income and the benefits that come from that. But sacrificing everything that actually fed and nourished our soul. And a makeup for that was to consume alcohol to, number one, relax, or in my case, wasn't relaxing, it was being funny. Because let me tell you, I was freaking hilarious when I drank. And I can't, or at least I thought it was, but I can't even tell you that once I made that decision all those years ago, the peer pressure to consume alcohol was astronomical, and I kid you not. Literally, people in my colleagues, people in leadership, pressure to drink, and there was so much of the corporate culture around drinking, and not just drinking, but heavy drinking. The pressure was amazing. And at the time, my immediate family consumed alcohol. So even once I quit, it was difficult for them because they had a habit that they might know, an indulgence that they may be ready, trying to get ready to let go of. But they just had issues with me making a personal to remove alcohol from my diet. So if that's where you are right now, I get it. I have been there. And one thing I can tell you, that one of the things that really helps me is taking a holistic approach to getting actually the higher vibratory healing frequencies into my physical body, into my subtle bodies. You know what these are now, the emotional, mental, causal, intuitive bodies need high vibrational therapeutic energy to have this new food that fuels your soul so that the lower vibratory energies that we think have been feeding us, alcohol, drugs, vaping, you name it, can fall off. But it takes a holistic approach. And if that's where you are today, I just want to encourage you to really reach out. Find a practitioner who resonates with you at this time, and invest. Invest heavily in yourself. Rearrange your budget. Do whatever you have to do. But if this is something you're truly ready to be done with, work with a team. Work with a holistic practitioner who has the ways and the means and the high therapeutic grade modalities that your physical, mental, emotional, intuitive bodies are craving so that you can be in that higher vibration. So the lower vibration of 3D and low 4D, you can actually let go of those and be done with it forever. Because newsflash, folks, when you do, as you do make that transition from fourth density up to fifth density and higher, you have to stay up. So once you get to that new vibratory rate where life is so much lighter and easier and happier, literally, you literally see brighter colors. It's true. You'll have more love in your life. You'll have your career. You'll have much more of the career that's aligned with you. Everything will start to align. But just to manage expectations up front, it's up to you, each of us, you to hold yourself at 5D plus, and you may find that some of the indulgences that you're enjoying or ready to let go of will be completely contradictory to 5D. You just won't be able to stay up there. And the last place anybody wants to be is, heaven forbid, in third density, because that's really an unhappy place to be, as we're seeing in a big way, people that are aligned with those lower vibration energies as it's being purged from Earth, not a place I want to be. And you certainly don't want to be in 4D either. That's where all the casting out is taking place, the breaking up, everything, demons are leaving, you name it, okay? It's all going, okay? And to do that, we have to really invest in our self-care and balance our spirituality with everything in our life, because that's a part of what the Aquarian Age is, bringing science and spirituality together, okay? Now, I really wanted to just share that with you, that I've been there. And if you're experiencing peer pressure to continue to consume alcohol or walk away from an indulgence or go to a brunch with the girls and turn down a mimosa, I got you. I get it. And with the appropriate healing, you will get to where that won't be a problem. And eventually, you'll have newer colleagues and friends and family members around you that are at your level. So this will no longer even become an issue. The pressure will dissipate because those people and that vibratory rate and those energies and entities you will have removed from your body, your being, your space, and your life. And I can just tell you, I'm living proof, and so are my clients. Once you get up there, life is so much better. I've done it. They've done it. And you can do it too, okay? All right. So this is also a time now, once we, now that we start letting go of these indulgences, the energies support reinventing yourself for something so much better. And now, because Taurus is an earth sign, it's also going to be, you have the ability to now make this concrete in your physical life. And that's a lot of what my clients are working on right now. Grounding in the new earth of five density. So my clients who practice Christianity, they know it as Nova Gaia Christa, the Christ consciousness. Or if you happen to be on my spiritual path, my name for it is Nova Gaia Mahanta. It depends on what level of consciousness you vacillate with and that you're resonating with at this point in time. And just know, there's always another. It depends on consciousness. Okay. So let's talk about this and tuning in to what your soul is craving. Because right now you may really feel the energies to reach out and invest in yourself in some type of a holistic approach, finding someone who resonates with you, making the commitment to yourself, working with your budget, getting it scheduled and doing it regularly. Because a part of what you're doing is having the opportunity to build a new relationship with yourself. And before we go on break, I'm going to talk this last piece, okay? Because let's talk about the energies that are coming in this week. This week, the main energy I would like to talk about is the first quarter moon in Leo. It's coming in. You're probably already feeling it coming in on the 19th. I know I am. This is a bold, fixed energy of courage and strength. And this energy, if you can harness it and utilize it correctly, can really be used to make major improvements in your life. This energy can use to help you create the life that you dream of, the life that you really want to be living in. And a big part of this message that's coming through is codependency, no more, no mas, folks. In 2019, you've heard me talk about this probably ad nauseum. 2019 was the year of breaking up a codependency. 2020 was the year of perfect vision. We're going to see everything. And 2021 is the year of liberation. So we are now have the opportunity. It is always a choice. It's up to each of us to make the choice and the commitment to liberate ourselves from codependency. And I can tell you, personally, professionally, and spiritually, it's a wonderful place to be done with codependency. All right. Now, as a part of codependency, no more, this requires you to stand up for yourself or perhaps stand up to advocate for someone else. And when we come back from break, that's exactly what we're going to talk about because I promise you I'm getting Dr. Boss on this show. And we're going to talk from the chiropractic and the gemstone and diamond therapy perspective when he comes on. But until he's here, we're going to come in and talk about the importance of standing up for yourself, advocating for others, and what you need to do so. So see you in a few minutes, folks.
To the The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune into the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small.
Hey, Burn Brighters, let me tell you, that is something that will never happen to one of my clients, is losing sight of it all because of the darkness inside of them taking over. No way. Not on my watch. It's Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J., right? Okay, seriously, let's continue this conversation about standing up for yourself, aligning with your power, and some of the energetic needs that you just absolutely have to have to get through this ascension process here on out. So you're familiar, everybody's got the book, everybody's familiar with the chakra front doors and the chakra back doors. And so let's talk a little bit about aligning with your power and energetically what you're going to need to help stand up for yourself. And we'll go into this in further detail when Dr. Christopher Boss is on with us, but I'm really feeling like I want to deliver on a promise to you today to have something, when you walk out of this show, you have something you can do today to help you, okay? It's always what we do. So first and foremost, if you're having difficulty standing up for yourself and aligning with your power, there can be many energetic reasons as well. So Rule number one, give yourself a huge break. This is a time. We're making a shift before it's density to fifth or above. This is a time of radical self-compassion, radical self-understanding, and radical forgiveness, okay, for any mistake you have made in your past. Because so much about standing up for ourselves is related to our relationship with ourselves and relationship to past events. That's what the back is, our past. It's what it symbolizes, okay? It symbolizes the past. And the spine has to be aligned, as do our chakra system. So you're sitting here looking at a side view of the chakra system, okay? Now, bearing in mind that everyone's chakra system, depending on your level of unfoldment, looks a little bit different, okay? This is one view of how the chakras, in for some clients, look like vortexes. But I can tell you that clients that have been working with me for a while, or every single client that's been working with me for a while, have gotten chakra repairs and upgrades. So they may not be structured like this funnel vortex that you're seeing. There are other structures as well. There are micro vortexes from within. There are also some other advanced structures being made to be placed inside the chakra system as well. But for discussions today, just know that you have chakras on the front that are vortexes that need to go all the way out to the end of your energy field. And when you're able to move forward in life, when you're able to start living the life that you dream, your chakras have to be repaired, facing forward all the way out to the edge of your energy field and your aura, even if they don't exactly are shaped like this, okay? So just go with the general idea. The other part of this are the chakra back doors. And here's what's interestingly enough. If you've got a copy of the book, I didn't put in chakra back doors in the first book, it's going into second edition. And the reason is that not only do you have chakra front doors, as you see here, but you have back doors on your chakra as well, but they're shaped like a Fibonacci or a snail face flat or a nautilus face flat on your back. And the chakra front door and the chakra back door has to be repaired, cleaned, and cleared and upgraded to help you be able to stand up for yourself. And here's a couple of client examples, okay? I have client examples with major issues coming up about speaking their truth, standing up for themselves by telling the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly about themselves or about the situation, but speaking the truth so that they can become okay with it. Whatever truth is, you got to become okay with what really happened for your understanding at this and best of your understanding at this moment in time, because tomorrow you're going to grow, next week you're going to grow, next year you're not going to be the same person, and you'll get further wisdom. But the throat chakra truly needs repair, clearing, and upgrade for you to be able to speak your truth, whether it's in a meeting at work, whether it's in a communication with your spouse or with your child, or if you're like some of my clients that are publicly speaking in the media right now, you've got to be able to have this throat chakra fully repaired in the front and in the back. So we've talked about some of the other things that go on with this. And we've talked about the vagus nerve in a previous show. We're going to talk a little bit about here. And we're also going to talk about neck pain, because it's classic that if you have throat chakra issues, front and back door throat chakra issues, you may physically have throat problems. You may have a throat infection. You may get laryngitis. You may have tonsillitis. You may have a cough. Various things like that. That is a classic sign that your chakra, throat chakra, can really benefit from repair, front and back door. If things are coming up from the past and almost like ambushing you or blindsiding you, classic back door chakra symptom. Classic. Like, I'm still dealing with this. Why does this keep coming up? Classic back door, because something in your past, either in this life or in previous lifetimes, you're still not there. You need further wisdom. It needs to be handled, cleaned and cleared and repaired so you can gain the lesson and really balance that karmic ledger so you can move forward in life. And as Dr. Boss is going to talk about when he comes on the show, classic sign is, too, that when you're ready to align with your power, once you've had your chakra repairs, front, back door, okay, during that process and after that process, we'll be guided when, and you may know when, or your practitioner will know when, you'll need a referral to see a chiropractor. Because not only do we energetically need repair, but we need a holistic approach, okay, holistic approach, which means chiropractic adjustment as well, as long as that's right for you. And again, it's all about finding a chiropractor who resonates with you, where you are in your consciousness today. And when Dr. Boss comes on the show, we're going to talk a lot about this and why I refer my local clients to him and why his practice is so unique. And he has a holistic approach and he's a light worker. And I can just tell you, light workers, there's hope, okay? There are many licensed clinicians out there today who are light worker energy healers, and they understand and are really coming to implement holistic approaches, whether it is a holistic approach with some type of other healing modality. Maybe it's Reiki. Maybe it's essential oils. Maybe it's crystal healing, such as gemstone and diamond therapy. More and more, this is now becoming mainstream. And remember to ask for it. Look for it. Ask for it. Ask your guide to point out a holistic practitioner that resonates well with you in your area. If you need a modality that can work remotely, you can ask to be shown an energy medicine healer that resonates with you that does remote work. So we can work by telehealth, video, or by phone. Okay. So in the last little bit here, we're going to talk about the vagus nerve again, because this has come up a lot this week, and it's come up with Dr. Boss is seeing it in his practice, and many of my other colleagues in energy healing, the other light worker healers, are seeing this as well. The vagus nerve is one of the key components to fight or flight. It's not the only component. In gemstone and diamond therapy, we also work with the acute flows system, which, guess what? The windows are located where? On the spine, thoracic and lumbar, okay? So if you have been in a situation where you've been in fight or flight, something has triggered you, whatever the trigger could be. It could be financial panic. It could be loss of a loved one. It could be loss or change of a career. It could be loss or change in your retirement as you once understood it or had available to you. It could be any number of things, and it could be good things too, because sometimes as we receive the life that we've always dreamed of, that new energy, especially energy of the Aquarian age, is unknown to us. So it can be very positive, five density healing energy coming in that can be unknown to us because it's new. We haven't experienced it before. The past is gone. And your energy field, the vagus nerve, may get stimulated, and the acute flow system might get stimulated. And what can happen is if this has happened strongly enough or for a long enough period of time, the vagus nerve can get turned on almost like full blast, as can the acute flows system. It's like a switch. Imagine somebody comes in and you flip the switch on, but then you can't get to the switch to flip it back off again. You can't reach it because it's in the back, right? And this can truly deplete your energy reserves in ways you may have never even experienced before. You may be like, okay, I'm starting to, you know, it's a five universal year. 2021 is a five universal year. And the truth shall set you free. Truths are coming out about for you whether you should or should not wear a mask. We're starting to move around now. We're starting to travel. Things are going to open up. We're going to have new experiences, new opportunity for growth. We're going to get our truth deep within us for each of us. My truth is different than your truth, is different than the next person's truth. And that includes the truth of your spouse, the truth of your parents, and the people that you work with. As you get that truth and start stepping into the alignment of your power to move forward, you're going to invite and welcome, shall I say, the new higher vibration, five density energies. The good thing is it's going to feel good. You'll know. It might be subtle. You may go, wow, things are just lighter and I'm feeling better. Colors are brighter. This new food tastes better. You might be having all of these positive things happen. But what might also happen is on this journey to five density and plus, you're still be working with in a world of four density and occasionally maybe even some 3D folks or situations. And you're going to know it because that old energy is going to be, to use a scientific term, yucky, icky, gross. And someone's going to say something, or you're going to get a text, or somebody's going to walk up to you, and the energy is going to be way off. And again, scientifically, it will feel gross, icky. And you're going to go, oh my God, what just happened? That old lower vibration energy, first of all, congratulations, because you've risen above it, and it's not good for you anymore. Okay, that's a kudos. Cheer yourself on. That's a milestone for going over 5D, okay? Now, the other side is you might still have to deal with people in 4D and hopefully not anybody still in 3D because it's not going to feel very good when you do, okay? You're going to run into that energy, but it can trigger you. It can trigger the vagus nerve. It can trigger the acute flow system, and it can put you back into fight or flight, or it can put you in a spiral. And ask any recovering addict what a spiral is like. Something triggers you, a sound, a smell, a phrase, somebody else's energy, or a drink, or a puff, or a pill, whatever it is that gets you triggered, okay? Gets you off of your game, gets you out of five density. You take a step back into 4D, and you don't want to spiral deep into 4D, and you don't want to spiral back to 3D. It's really hard to work your way back up, to earn your way back up energetically to 5D. But if it happens, number one, cut yourself a big break, okay? Cut yourself a big break. And if you can't, through your own spiritual practice, number one, get out in nature, sing the hue, whatever it is. Everyone knows my go-to is the hue. If you've got stress, sing the hue. If you're in love, sing the hue, okay? Do your 20 minutes of contemplation. Try to get yourself settled. If you can't, because you've just come over the threshold and you're continually getting triggered, I encourage you to really explore a holistic approach. Got some practitioners on your side to help you make that step up from fourth density to fifth density, or if you're at five density going to six, seven, and beyond, because we've got a lot of folks here that are well above 5D, okay, ask for help because we're here. This is a time, unprecedented time in human history on the planet Earth. And I don't know if you realize this, but we have been gifted with the opportunity to be here right now. Regardless of what is going on in our life at this very moment or what the last 2, 4, 10 years have looked like, we chose to be here. We agreed upon a soul contract to be here at this time. Each of us has a mission, whatever that is, big or small. And we have agreed to work through our karma, and get through this massive shift to raise consciousness to bring us closer to the divine. If you didn't make that agreement, you wouldn't be here right now. We might have a few hitchhikers that are getting thrown off, but as a general rule, and if you're tuned into this show, you're one of them, okay? And if you're still listening to me, you're a light worker, okay? There are 4.5 billion light workers on the planet right now. And what it means to be a light worker, okay? We look just like everyone else. We're not better than anybody else, because every single soul will eventually, in their own time, become a light worker. And what it means to be a light worker, in part, is that our mission, our role in this lifetime, is to hold the light and the sound in whatever we do, whatever our occupation is, with our family, to ourselves, to our church, whatever, wherever we are. We hold and work directly for the light and sound. And the more that we ascend, the higher our consciousness goes, the more light and sound we're able to physically hold all the way down into our physical bodies. It's no easy task, okay? Transformation talk, okay? Dr. Pat will agree. Transformation talk radio for a reason. Pinch measurement is tough, but you've got it, and we're here to do it. And you've agreed to do it. The point being is, you don't have to be a healer to be a light worker. You could be anything, anyone, and it's all hands on deck right now. I guarantee you the folks who work at the kennel where my puppy goes to daycare, clear light workers. Obviously, as you know, my chiropractor and my colleague is a light worker. I will also tell you the people at my bank, clearly the individuals that I'm working with are light workers, even if they may not be completely aware of it yet. That they are. And I will tell you, my attorney in my divorce is a light worker, okay? Family law attorney, a light worker. Everybody, every soul in time, when we're ready, becomes a light worker. So just a caution to those light workers out there to make sure that keep that ego in check, okay? We're above ego at this point. And you're working from love, you're working from a place of love, compassion, and understanding, and you're being divinely guided in your day-to-day business, whatever that is, at the grocery store, making a deposit at the bank, buying a car, getting your nails done, okay? You're a light worker. And just hold that, contemplate on it a bit. You're always welcome to sing the hue, and if you are, let me know of your experiences. If you'd like to share some of those experiences, I would love to hear from you. Just type it into the social media, and we'll get talking about it, because I'd love to see how well everyone's doing with this. Now, just know, you can get triggered. Any of us can get triggered. Anyone at any level can get triggered, okay? But the old saying is true, that heaven is re-won every day, and every level of heaven is re-won every day. So wherever you are with this, stick with it. Stick with it. Make the changes. Get the healing modalities. Invest in your self-care. Whatever you're being divinely guided to do, make it happen. Because let me tell you, the energies have got your back. The cosmos have your back for making major changes right now, all right? And I'm so thrilled to just kind of let you know and kind of brag on a couple of clients that I've been working with here recently. I've got a handful of clients that are coming in, new clients coming in. Those that have been with me for a while are now really making significant steps into really embracing that they are light workers and embracing that they have achieved consciousness. And that's what this ascension process is about. You've heard me talk about it for 2 years, and you've heard me, especially since December, that the Christ consciousness is the planet being flooded with Christ consciousness. That is one level of higher consciousness, okay? So there are higher levels of consciousness as well, but this is the first time in human history that the entire planet has been brought up to a baseline of Christ consciousness. So it's an amazing time. Transformation is tough. But let me just encourage you, you've got it, okay? Take care. Continue to burn bright, and I'll see you soon. And upcoming show, we'll have Dr. Boss on us. So burn bright, baby, and see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. Holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Starting things off over on 167 southbound, mile after South 237th Street. Small stop-and-go issue there as you're running down to Highway 18. But everywhere else, folks, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Enjoy your Monday. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Managing Your Energy Daily. Do you actually put yourself in the driver's seat? We'll have more on that with special guest, Suzanne Alexandria.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. The Supreme Court will weigh in on a controversial law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. NBC's Pete Williams says justices will hear the case this fall in a move that potentially puts the newly conservative court on a collision course with the Roe v. Wade decision.
Mississippi is hoping it can revive its ban, and it's a very big deal to be argued next term.
It's the first law to reach the court from a series of state laws intended to challenge the landmark 1973 ruling, which made abortion a constitutional right. President Biden is providing an update on his administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the vaccination program this afternoon. It comes as the CDC tries to make clear what its new guidelines are involving mask policy for fully vaccinated Americans. The White House remains focused on the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Israel has a right to defend itself against terrorist attacks from Hamas.
Our focus, our goal, every single action we take, every statement we make is with the objective of reducing the violence and bringing an end to the conflict on the ground.
Psaki notes a flurry of ongoing diplomatic activity between the U.S. and allies in the region. She calls it quiet, intensive diplomacy. An associate of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is taking a plea deal that could mean trouble for the Republican lawmaker. Rory O'Neill reports.
In Orlando's federal court, former tax collector Joel Greenberg repeatedly said, "I do," when pleading guilty to six criminal charges, including sex trafficking of a child. In exchange for the plea deal, Greenberg is expected to offer up evidence against Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Gaetz is not facing any charges so far. The Federal Trade Commission says $80 million has been lost to cryptocurrency scams since last October. The FTC notes it only includes scams reported to the agency, meaning that number could be even higher. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey,
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome. I am so excited about today's show. Probably too close to my mic today because I am jumping up and down with Suzanne Alexandria joining me here today.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Managing your energy daily. She didn't just say managing your energy. She's like managing your energy daily. Do you actually put yourself in the driver's seat? Boy, are we going to talk about a lot. I bet Benny and Olivia are going to chime in today. For those of you, let me just say who Suzanne is for a minute. You know, I've been working with her for a while, and energy healer through the Order of the Magdalene, spiritual coach, teacher, leads clients in deep healing. How? You've heard this, the Akashic Records. So powerful. And yet all of this, we know, we store things in our body. Our bodies are the indicators. And we're going to talk about that today. But we're also going to talk about energy, whether or not you expand it or you restrict it. Sometimes people say, you don't want to go all out. Other people say, I don't know. It's all energy. Energy is expansive. Why are you restricting it? Today, Suzanne is going to take us on the ride of our life because why? We're all feeling the energy of things. You know, a lot of information has come out over the weekend. There's a lot of energy around things changing. You know, myself including, Suzanne including, all of us. Suzanne, it's great to have you here. Great, great show today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Dr. Pat. Big love, big hugs to you and our listeners. Yay. Let's set some energy and a good vibration.
Oh, my gosh. Let's start with the conversation about we're all energy. Energy is everything. And why do we ignore that fact? Holy, I can't cuss. Benny would be deep in me. But I'm just saying, why do we ignore that fact? Because I am what you call a highly sensitive person. I'm, you know, people have said I'm an empath. I pick up energy. You could say something to me that you don't think is hurtful, and I'm like, okay, my little heart hurts. And, you know, I've learned to really put a shield over it. But let's talk about energy for a minute from your perspective. What is it that went on with you for you to say, I got to talk about this today?
Because I am here to help people empower themselves and to, like, take to own themselves, own their sovereignty, and be free. And I know the hard way. I have been in that same place that you were, too. And stuff used to hurt me. Energy used to really hurt me. And I am also empathic. And I used to hold everybody's crap. Sorry. But, you know, and I, like, we don't have to do that. And I'm out of that, out of those shenanigans and into a place of knowing the truth that we don't have to succumb to even those beliefs that, oh, just because you're sensitive, you have to feel this way or you have to stop your life and go through something major, you know, to get out of it. So that's my why. Yeah. And I'm fired up about it.
And I'm fired up about it, too, because we carry this thought of you have to go through suffering and pain to really come to the other side of it. And, you know, look, it doesn't matter what you believe in spiritually. There are mixed feelings about this. You know, there are some lines of thought that say, no, you know, the God of my understanding and who my Savior is, whether it's him or her, they have been through the pain. We don't need to go through the pain. Mm-hmm. But yet we get signs and we don't follow them. And then when we don't follow them, I'm simplifying the Akashic Records. I'm sorry. When we don't follow them, it's like a giant 2x4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing, right? When we don't follow them, when we don't see the signs. Yeah, I love that.
You know, I mean, look, I'm going through some, you know, really powerful, positive changes, not just in my life, but in our network and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And, you know, sometimes you hit the pause button on something and people around you say, what are you afraid of? But what's the sign that we get that isn't always a yes? So we think that if we get a sign that says hit the pause button or maybe a no, that we're holding back. But that's not about that all the time. Energy will give us signs, correct, that will tell us, take one step forward or take one step back or take no step at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect summary. You know, what I've learned is that when I want something to learn, you know, I want it, and then I might have to wait for the opening, but then I'm open, and I know that I've come upon the opening, for instance, and that is energy. That is also my, you know, spirit saying, okay, now the door's open, and it's all energy. And I feel it, and then I really, really know. And it's the same, like, when you're talking about the pause or the stop. What I think I've been tripped up by, and a lot of people get tripped up by, is not realizing how empowered we are. And you can easily stay stuck in the pause, you know, and be like, oh, it's not quite the right time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about what questions are you asking, and how much in alignment are you to know when it's the right time to make a move or to, you know, say something or to take that next step.
You know, look, you believe so strongly in this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that you believe so strongly in this, and I believe so strongly in this. And, you know, there are certain things in my lifetime that I've come to value. And, you know, people ask me a lot on what it's like to manage an organization like this and continue to grow, and what do I look for in people, and what gives me a positive vibe and what doesn't. I mean, I'm asked questions like this now recently more than ever, but I've had to think about what my why is. I want to know what your why is, because if you're like me, you've got a why.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I mean, well, my personal why is, I would say it's the same for my business, and now it's the same for everything I do. I think I used to be kind of segmented into a why for my work, a why for my kids, a why for my personal relationships, but now it's becoming all one because I've come into like union with all of that. So my why, really, like that's always been the case, is freedom. It's, I am here to learn freedom, personal freedom for myself. That's what I've been working through for 10 years or more, you know, let's say my whole life. And that's my why for talking about energy and for talking about tools, because freedom, we're here, I believe we're here to be free. We're here to be free and experience life from a place of openness and discernment and conscious connection.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone is, though, but that opportunity is here, I do believe, for everyone.
So let's talk about freedom, because I was asked, I was doing something with Mark Anthony. I do a show with Mark, and we did an article that was posted in the, well, get it right, Pat, Holistic Life magazine.
Mm.
And so I'm asked these questions, and help me out with this, because this, I want to follow up to what you said. So people ask me about this freedom thing because I talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And most of the time when we talk about freedom, we talk about our mind. But here's what I answered. When I was asked the question, how do you know, Pat, on a daily basis that you're free? And I said, it's really easy for me. I'm in a state of joy. Mm-hmm. I'm in a state of bliss. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. You know, it doesn't matter that I've just bought plants for my yard and the rabbit just had a great dinner with them, right? Or you've got the plants, you move them to the deck, and the rabbit is staring at them, like, incessantly out your door. And you've got the plants high enough now and the flowers, and the rabbit in the front yard just is sitting there staring at them, trying to figure out how do I – but how about when things hit you hard financially?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you still hold the freedom to choose joy? If you're not at a place of joy, then where are you? Help me with this.
Yeah, okay. That is such a good question. Yeah, I mean, because you hit on the key word for me, it's choice. Even if you're struggling with finance, like deep finances or deep trauma
or illness, deep
whatever, illness, knowing, remembering that you always have a choice is what I know to be true, you know, and I have come through lots of trauma and lots of financial stuff too. And when I, you know, have hit those pivotal times where I remember, oh my goodness, I have a choice. And I have a story if you want. Can I tell
you? Yeah, I want
about,
to about
finances.
Please share your story.
Because I went through a divorce last year, and I also went through some other stuff. And I had debt, credit card debt. And a series of things happened when I was in alignment and when I was listening that showed me very clearly, oh my goodness, there's a path to getting out of this, and I must choose it, and then the choice is going to set me free. And I did it, and I made a pathway and a plan, and I thought the plan would take a year, and it took about 2 weeks. Because I made a choice to get really real with it and to face it and to say, hey, I'm going to do something about it today. And I fundamentally just believe, like, now, there's no situation that you can't choose your way into at least a better perception of it. You know, even if no matter how sick you are or, you know, you can't move your body, we know stories of people that come to this freedom in their consciousness, in their head, in their heart, still, and find that way to be free despite the circumstances. And that's why, you know, after experiencing my own stuff and knowing, like, hearing stories, there is always that opportunity to choose. And that, to me, that's fundamentally underlying this freedom we're talking about.
And, you know, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, Benny will tell you, Benny and I have been around the Horn a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He knows probably more about me than most people do, except for Linda and Jessica, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he knows a bit about what my healing journey was like that lasted 10 years. I thought it was going to last 10 minutes, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, this is going on. What am I going to give me a pill. Give me something.
Right, right.
And that wasn't the journey. And I realized, looking back, the energetic pattern of this and why the universe did that is because I was going to quit doing what I'm doing today. I had doubt. I had fear. I loved it. The minute I got behind the mic, the crust busting your way to an awesome life with me and Benny mostly at the time, talking to each other, it was like breathing.
Yeah,
but here we have the energy
freedom.
Of should. I want to talk to you about the energy of should when we come back.
Okay.
And what tools can we learn? And why is it sometimes we go through the most horrific situations, like people are going through now? And what can we believe and hold to ourselves about the energy of joy, the energy of peace, the energy of goodwill, the energy of gratitude? What can we know about those energies despite the rabbit in your backyard? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
We're back in that jazz move, aren't we?
Grooving with the energy, sultry, where's Jaw Day?
Whatever happened to Jaw Day? Just love her.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's energy. That's what the groove of that is. Suzanne, yeah. Before we continue, because what we're about to talk about hits pretty much every nerve that people that are listening will probably feel. But I want to tell you there's a solution. Before we do that, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? Give us the skinny on all of that.
Awesome. So people find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com and on Instagram at Wings of Isis. That's my handle. And through my website, they can see the different things I do. I teach some programs. I'm a healer's healer, like a coach's coach, and so I teach other healers and guide other healers in their intuitive gifts and how to operate businesses from that place, how to come into that. So the best place is my website. I'm also on Facebook. And, does that answer your question?
It does, but I would just want to make a comment on it because you guys have heard me talk about this a couple of times now, that I have a number of coaches and mentors. And when you're somebody like us that are out in the world, I don't consider myself a healer. I consider myself a catalyst for other healers. But I will tell you, we need coaching and mentoring, and sometimes on a regular basis. We need to get the help that you provide because we take it all in.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that we absorb, right? And I have often thought about this. Benny, Olivia, Jacob, the functions that they have. I mean, I've known Benny. He starts his day early in the morning and works with every personality, including mine, that one, on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so people that do healing need help. But let's talk about this. This is an understanding we have, right? And we're going to give people some practices. But when the unexpected of the unexpected shows up, things start to come down around us. And it's still all energy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's still all energy. And what do you do with it? How do you respond when it all comes down? I think that's a really beautiful, you know, what that brings to me a beautiful image. So what I teach energy management, energy empowerment, right? We're all these amazing lights of spirit in a body. And if you imagine yourself golden egg, okay, and nothing, on one hand, nothing can penetrate that. That's you. That's your true light, your true self. is that's why I'm wearing all gold today, because we are this powerful light that is designed to emanate like a lighthouse, like a golden egg. So, but what happens is we forget about that. We think we're not impervious, and we take stuff in, and we don't know how to keep our golden egg solid and how to keep ourselves lit up like a lighthouse. So when on one hand, when the world starts to crash, you know, it's about our response. What do? Do you let it all cascade into you and feel completely powerless? Sometimes, I mean, I've been there and I still do that sometimes. But then I remember and I get cleared out and I move stuff away and I get back into that, you know, that light and fill myself with solid gold because I remember that's what I'm made of.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, this is relatively new for me to be so empowered with that because I've been gleaning and learning from all these experiences, but now I know that's the truth. And when we remember that, then we respond to anything, you know, to anything, like anything. Yeah, sure. Does it take some time? Yeah. Does some things will take us down for a while, but then we remember, oh, okay, wait a minute. There's a way to go to navigate through this and still remember that I'm light and I'm loved, you know, that spirit, that God loves me, that my angels love me, and I'm going to get through this, and I have people too, you know. So that's what the stuff I've been through has taught me, like, remember, you can do this. You're the one, right? You're the one who has to, like, fill yourself back up like a balloon. You can have help.
Yeah.
Do it.
Let me ask you this question right now, because you're onto something important that we don't really know enough about in our self-consciousness. I was talking to a mentee. I mentor women in recovery. I was talking to a mentee, and she was explaining bits about her job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I'm groomed about is I wear a sign, no complaining, on my face. I mean, even though I don't have that sign, mm-hmm. I just realized complaining is an energy. And it is one of the most destructive energies we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize it. And she was talking about how she wanted to move forward. And this reflected me of our conversation right now. Because when people talk about their situations, you can relate to it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing to do is step out of that and say, mm-hmm. you know what, this is the job you wanted. You know who your boss is. And, you know, I'm talking about myself to her because I'm this boss.
Mm-hmm.
But her boss. And I said, you know, you just got caught telling your coworker that it was not his job, that he did not have to do something that the boss really expected him to know. I said, you just did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's talk about where that's coming from. You want to excel, and you know your boss hates gossip. You know your boss can't stand defying, right, teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And you just told a coworker that it's not his job. He doesn't have to learn how to plug something in. And I said, you know, let's talk about that. What energy are you calling into yourself? Because now you're called on the carpet. And you may lose your job over that comment.
Mm-hmm.
So what was going on with you? And this is really hard coaching because in your mind, you can feel their frustration. You put yourself back in that place and you say, yeah, boy, don't be doing stuff you don't think you're getting paid. I mean, you know, I've been there. I know what that's like. It sounds so benign, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We tell me about the energies we're plugged into that could totally derail the vision for the future we want.
Oh, I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? Like, that's where are you plugged in? You know, to me, on one simple level, that's kind of like epitomizes the state of, without being political, but of the state of our country in a way, like, plugging into what, that it has to be one side or the other. When you say that, that's what I think about, like plugging into, that's not your job, it's not mine. That it's like separation versus, hey, we're in this together. This is our company, you know, whatever the situation is. How do we navigate? Like, it kind of, like, that's what I think about when you tell that story. It brings you into separation energy, we could call it, of this or that, you or me, not mine to deal with, versus union energy. So there's so many ways to think about energy. And it fundamentally, you know, my focus has become that union. And you first do it in yourself, and you remember that whose team you're on, you know, your own team.
Yeah.
Your team.
And you know what really hit it hard was what you just mentioned. You know, not to get political, but yeah, we live in where we're trying to heal as a country. There are some things that are going on that seem on the surface that is like awful, but yet it creates a scenario which gives people more choices.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that politically, but
I believe that too. What do we do with it?
You know, when we do.
What do we do with it? Like, that's when you take your power back.
Exactly. And, you know, here we are today, we're going to talk about energy. But what can happen when that energy isn't really thought about or acknowledged?
Yeah.
When we come back from break, I want to talk with you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I'm talking to my mentee, I'm realizing I'm also projecting. I'm the woman that started a network based with the help of Benny, really launching the crust busting show, and so many people that have come by, and literally operating from a garage-like scenario where I got Heather in the back room, but before him, Nick Johnson, before him, Dombrowski, we're in this small 175 square foot room with technology.
Mm.
And Jessica reminded me of this yesterday. She talked about the energy of Heather training her. And without that foundation, Jessica would not be the Jessica today.
You brought the light in, yeah. It, like, brought the light in, right?
Heather learned this along the way with Oliver from Germany. It was me, then it was Kim, then it was Linda, then it was Heather, and Heather was ex-military. You have to ask Jessica what that training is like. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when we really don't think about or acknowledge energy. When you're at the grocery store, when you're trying to fight over a parking spot, when you see somebody not wearing a mask and you haven't heard the news that don't have to wear a mask. What are you doing with all that energy, the good, the bad,
yeah,
the other?
And where are you sending it? Yeah.
Where are you sending it? Like, anybody cares. But then there's kind energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda had a moment yesterday. I want to talk about it when we come back.
Okay, awesome.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trishelle, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's trishlaub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready
to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy Alves. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you. Help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street. I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way, but you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
That is. That absolutely 100% is. I will give you a rundown real fast. That's actually it's an instrumental version of Sky's the Limit by the Notorious B.I.G., who is an East Coast favorite.
So, oh, my God.
There you go.
Thank you, Ben.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car. I'm telling you, that's the way it
I
is.
I could play the real version, but I'll be editing quite a bit. So
yeah, you're going to be editing every second word.
Yeah.
Benny taught me the meaning of explicit. Back a bunch of years ago when I was sending him songs, and I didn't understand when they said explicit in it. And I sent him some songs, and he didn't know it was explicit, and that was an interesting energy to put out over the show. Wasn't it 50 Cent and Sub?
Couldn't remember which song. I just assumed you knew what to do in sending music, and it has to be clean, and it wasn't. No, we went in a different direction.
It was ugly.
It was all good.
Suzanne, before we keep going here, because this is your segment to really walk us through the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else, and get us some help around this. How do people find out about you? How do they contact you? How do they work with you?
So thank you. They find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com. And I do want to mention today that we're talking about energy, and I have a new series of calling them products. They're mini courses that help people understand their own energy and start to harness in profound ways. So the first one is launched, and it's called the Reiki Home Improvement Kit. It's at ReikiHomeImprovementKit.com. So I wanted to mention that because that might be the best way to just get an introduction to me and my work, and also to purchase a short program that's super empowering. Because if energy is new to you whatsoever, I've designed these tools to be simple, five-day solution really to get energy going through Reiki in your home and in your body. And I just love it. I love the idea that of bringing that kind of high vibration light of Reiki into more and more homes, because I know the impact that it has on people, including my home and my clients. So,
oh my gosh,
homeimprovementkit.com or SuzanneAlexandria.com.
I was trying to explain this to Linda a little bit. And, you know, I'm moving into a new place.
Yes.
And unrealistically, probably, I'm trying to make everything joyful. And sometimes it's just not.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have the tools to do it or explain myself. But I may make some decisions here about doing things in the house that are not practical and they don't make sense. And it's my job to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. And I love that you're doing this. I thought the other day, I was waiting for a day here where it was going to be cloudy like today. And I was going to go outside and sage the home. You know, I don't care what the neighbors think I'm doing. Yeah, they think things like that are important. But
yeah.
This sounds like this is 5 days that people can learn how to do restorative energy healing into the home. And we do not realize how important that is. Now, I've got to figure out a way to do this. Maybe you can help me offline with the office, because I cannot let smoke get into the smoke.
I mean, that's the thing. I can't do sage here either, but I don't have to, because I know how to bring in light, what's called Reiki, but source light, healing light, to fundamentally start to shift everything. Like for me, you shift your energy, which also is your thoughts, and you shift your life. And that's what I feel like people have missed. You know, we haven't been taught that, how powerful it is through a thought and through an intention and a practice. You know, you change on a dime. But we know those things. Like, you know how good you feel when you go to the gym and work out, if that's your gig, or when you go on a walk, if that's your thing, or when you do yoga or meditation or go out with friends, and that resets your energy. You come back in a better place, right? But So this is the same kind of principle, but in your home, how do you adjust things so they serve you, adjust your energy? And there's a process to it, and that's what my new program walks people through.
Okay, let's walk us through this today, because I was looking at this and I thought, man, she must be in my psyche today. And I love that you're talking about Reiki, and I'm not going to go into it today because it's a long story, but I have more testimonials about Reiki energy and healing energy and what I didn't believe. I started this as a skeptic to all of this 17 years ago, and now I'm a fan. But let's talk about what can happen for a moment and what the solution is. When our energy is off, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I talked about being at a place of joy, but I also talked about being at a place of fear and then came down with a mystery disease. Tell us what can happen on either side of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I do as a healer. This is my office, and we know. I mean, when you're not in alignment and you're not all lit up, as I like to say, your chakra system is not, you know, it's an engine. Your chakra system is designed to be this powerful fluid energy system. When that's out of alignment, when it's kind of like shut down, when it's not at optimal, that's when, you know, what I was talking about before, the golden egg, that's when it's crumbled. It's not, you know, you're not yourself, and you're very subject to, let's just say, thinking. Like, you know, like you don't believe in yourself. You think you can never get out of a terrible marriage. You think you can't get that job you want. You think your kids hate you. So to me, like fundamentally, it's imperative to get clear so that you remember that you have choices. So people like walk into my office and the energy in here is really amazing. And I help them shift into realizing what the options are, what the opportunities are. So that's like mentally, but physically, you're talking physical, that same scenario does lead to disease. It leads to stuff happening in your body that, you know, because energy gets blocked, creates dis-ease, and that can lead to other disease, which you're implying, right? Like cancer, tumors can grow. I'm not saying this is the only cause of any of that, but it can. It can cause your healthy systems to shut down and other disease to kind of take over. That's generally how I see it and how it happens in some bodies. So when your body takes on lots of negative or can't get out, you know, the dark, the shadow takes over fundamentally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because, you know, when I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about what you're saying, especially in looking at what can happen, is we forget it's all energy as well.
Yeah.
And there's also the flip side of that, that if you are stuck in thought patterns, science will tell you if you just smile at someone,
yeah,
if you just smile, it changes something, right?
Right, and that's energy, right? Your smile projects energy. Someone sees it, and they feel different. And you, more importantly, you feel different because it triggers your energy to flow in a different way. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
And you know, let's talk about this now. We're going to go ahead and skip the break because I want to keep going here and talk about, you know, why this shift in energy is so important. You know, we were out yesterday. It was a really busy day trying to get some things in here so we can get some things done. And, you know, also I'm in the process of negotiating additional space for us and where we are now. And on a five-year lease, right? So that's a whole nother story. But something interesting happened yesterday. You know, we were out grocery shopping, and Linda said to me, you know, and there was a man out there playing the most beautiful violin. I mean, this guy must have been so trained. But he was out there playing the violin for money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the energy of COVID right now, right? I'm just sharing a little bit about what people are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was beautiful. I mean, my God, we heard the sound of that violin, and,
wow,
you know, you couldn't not hear it. And I didn't notice it was coming from him, and Linda did. And we were in the store, and we're checking out, and Linda says, you know, I don't know why, but I'm called to give this man $10. Now, I didn't say, why are you called to that, or what are you doing with it? Because when somebody expresses expansive energy and kindness,
mm-hmm,
there is no why.
Yeah.
There is no judgment. There is no questioning. And I just looked at her, and I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through my purse trying to, you know, get
yeah,
the money.
Some cash.
Right. And you know, I'm checking out, and off she went. And I watched her walk as I had the groceries, and I watched her walk towards this man and away from him and do what she needed to do that. And I don't have words for that energy of kindness. So can you talk about how acts like that can not just change your day, but how they can change your life?
Yeah. Mm. I love that. You know, I feel also that with this beautiful energy exchange, too. You know, he put out this music from his soul, it sounds like, and she felt it. It touched her. And she wanted to do this for her own reasons too, but it sounds very much like as another exchange, and that just feels like that's what happens. They touched, they met in that moment, and it's all energy, and it's a super high vibration because it feels like he was playing pure love music, and she was like, that I want to I'll give this offering to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, even more than kindness. You know, there's that. But to me, it's more like those two beautiful hearts got to meet in that moment because of the opening. And they both took the opportunity, you know. That's to me what that energy feels like the meeting of I give this and I receive this. They both got to give and receive, and that's a beautiful energy opening.
It was like two hearts connecting almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before, and it is so powerful, and it just shows me, I mean, you've talked to Linda, you know Linda,
mm-hmm,
people know Linda,
mm-hmm,
and these are the things we need in the world today, and we need to be able to give ourselves those acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you for a minute about the power of Reiki to help with that, and especially what you're doing to help people in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people have been in their homes a lot.
Yeah, and alone. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm talking about this is us. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an energy shift that's needed.
Yeah.
There is. Only about what you're giving people here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, on some ways, that what you just described is that meeting of the hearts at this place. That's what we're talking about. And Linda, okay, so that man, the player, was open and giving. He was offering this opportunity on one sense. Maybe he was trying to make money, and also, but he was offering an opportunity for listeners to receive. Like, I can't help but notice those flowers that are behind you, Dr. Pat, like these white flowers that are available. She has this vase, if you're listening, with white flowers that catch my eye, and I'm drawn to them, and it's an offering of beauty. So he offered that, and Linda responded, and she had her heart open to receive. And fundamentally, that's the key to what I'm talking about. Is your heart open to receive light? There are so many reasons to shut down our heart, to shut down and think the world is, you know, against us or whatever is going on. There's a lot of stories out there. What this Reiki Home Improvement Kit is about and my work is about is peeling away the layers so that your heart is open to notice those times of beauty and what feels right. And, you know, because I just fundamentally know we it's time to receive. And how often do we give ourselves the ability to receive? We don't even often know how to receive. We're just working, working, working.
I know.
When you can be in the moment of catching beauty, oh, my gosh, that's joy. And that can be even when you're paying bills like we were talking about. So what do we do? I mean, to me, it's a cultivation. It's a need to cultivate every day my system so it's open but also safe. You know, also smart and discerning. And fun, that's what I'm teaching. A practice, it's kind of like practicing yoga, practicing meditation, practicing Tai Chi to cultivate your awareness so that you can be both. You can be open and receiving, and you can be giving. And, you know, that's a simple way to present it, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, and, you know, one of the things that is so important for us to understand is, you know, we hear about as above, so below, all of that as within, so without. You know, we hear about that energy, and yet the calming results in our home, that idea of having something of a high vibration in the home, we don't think about. And we're now seeing the results of that. We're now, the studies are coming out, Suzanne, and the toll that this journey at home, the toll that it has taken on women especially, that's the results that we're learning about now, was so unprecedented and unexpected. And I have to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing now, and I'm going to be doing shows about it, the effect of employment on women that have had to do things from home, it's just devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this odd energy now where you've been in your home and you've been doing work from your home or you've been doing day schooling or I don't know what it is. It's such a wide range. But you've done it, and you're now ready to go back to the office and go back to work, and maybe you've taken a leave and you're now ready to go back. And you go back only to find out, oh, that job is not available and you need to take a major cut in pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring that energy back to the home. So we have to have a way not to do that.
Yeah. How do you
tell us about
home?
How you do that in this kit.
How do you make your home your haven?
Thank you.
Your place, right? Your love, your place of love in every way. Yeah. Yeah, because, I love that. Think about that. How is it your place that you get recharged, that you plug in, that nurtures you, that nourishes you? How often do we even think of that versus, you know, like coming home and just like, I just got to go to sleep for the next day. Even if you work from home, you know, how does it support you? How does your home support you? How,
And that's what this is all about. Because we've also been doing a lot of internal work this past year, a lot of people, right? And the outer also needs to shift to reflect the inner. So if you've been taking advantage of this quarantine situation and healing a lot of stuff, then you might even be sensing your home doesn't even serve you anymore because it's not you. And that's what I'm seeing, you know, actually. And I'm looking at a move because it has to reflect. So how does it nurture? How is it your safe place? I kind of like to think of it as like the charging station, you know, like old fashioned, or a lot of technology has a charging station to recharge the batteries. How is your home that? And that's what this kit, this Reiki Home Improvement Kit, is really designed to help you think about that and where you want to make changes too.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter, right, at some level, whether it's outside of the home or inside of the home. Suzanne, what I think you've done and what you're talking about today and what we're both talking about is we get to choose this. But if you're me, you want to have some tools.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what we're saying.
Practical
sometimes
tools.
And sometimes we can't take this journey alone.
Yeah.
That's the key. And I know I can't take this journey alone. I know that because I've learned it the hard way. And I want to ask you, in these last minutes we have, certainly you've learned it that way, and that's why you've created this.
Yeah.
What is the message we want to bring full circle here to people and have you share with them your call to action?
Yeah. So remember that you are free, and you always get to choose. And if you don't feel great for whatever reason, there are tools, and there are people. I serve in that way too. You're sovereign. You own your heart, your body, your mind, and let your exterior reflect that too. So my message is remember that you are light. Remember you're powerful. Remember who you are, and tend to that. Tend to this glorious body. Love it. And you know, for in this case, use Reiki. Use a system like Reiki to tend to that and to love it. It's all about really loving yourself and giving yourself the time, a little teeny bit of time every day, a little knowledge, a little wisdom to keep yourself, you know, aligned, to keep yourself in that place of being able to hear the joyful music when it's on. Or see the bird that just flew by your window and think, oh, my God, that bird is so beautiful. And what if it's a message, you know, like that kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. Again, thank you for today. And thank you for everything you're doing. Would you let folks know, again, how they can tap in to what you've created for that Reiki Home Improvement?
Yes, it's ReikiHomeImprovementKit.com, and there's an easy option to purchase. It comes as a login, as a class on a site and on an app. So you can take it with you anywhere, and I'm also available at SusannaAlexandria.com. If you want more than just that, I'm a coach's coach, a healer's coach. I offer free 15-minute calls to anybody if you want to discuss how we might work together.
I love it.
Yeah.
Suzanne, thank you for everything you're
thank
doing.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
That you're loved. That you're so very, very loved. Don't ever forget that. That there's always a light available. And maybe you're the one who gets to turn on the switch or reach up for it or reach out. Mm-hmm. You always have that. I know that to be true. Don't ever think you don't.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for today.
Yeah,
and for all of you out there, remember what Suzanne has said. We're all energy.
We're
and here's
all
the thing.
Energy.
We get to choose it. I can choose this or I can choose that. What will you choose today? Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Benny.
We'll see.